Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here at WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and the big guys here. Ted Johnson, how we feeling?
I'm good. I listened to you guys yesterday. Good job with the Drake May interview. And it's like I'm chomping at the bit. I want to be on. And so I got a lot to say today, guys. There's a lot of good stuff to talk about.
Yeah, there is.
And so glad I'm working today.
Did you hear your boys stink? Drake May's got all this room for growth. The Patriots, if May keeps playing this way, are definitely Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah.
Why not, baby?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
And lean into it.
Do you want me to give my thought on that, or you want to
save it for your TED Talk? You got your own sponsored segment for that. You got a full half hour to jam whatever the hell you want in there. Because it is 3 o'clock, and we have three hosts today. That means it's time for the three-point stance.
Green 19!
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Dot tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Andy, I meant to ask you, this is a new three-point stance intro. Is that count more to your liking versus the one we used in the previous intro?
Yeah.
Like it.
I like that.
I also like that we've freshened it up a little bit.
No, yeah.
It's like getting new pillows on your couch.
You
gotta get new pillows every now and then.
Or you get like new pillows on your couch?
A new girlfriend.
Throw pillows?
Yeah. Rich.
You change you throw pillows, Rich Ted Johnson.
Are we talking seasonal rotation of throw pillows?
And shower curtains, too. Big time.
Something you lead or Robin leads?
It's both of us. We both are on the same page with that.
Wow.
Big time.
Do you guys go like smelling scents together on the weekend?
I was raised by a single mother.
That's okay. Right.
So I don't know how to change the oil in my car, but I can decorate with the best of them.
I was raised by a woman who sold makeup. My dad was never home because he was too busy chasing secretaries. Ted, so, if you ever need a fragrance to go with those pillows, you let me know.
Okay, good to know.
Exciting start to today's 3 points.
Did this just become like a therapy session?
Well, this actually ties very well into what I'm going to do after Andy in the 3 point stance.
And this is how it made me feel. Today's 3 point stance here on WEEI Afternoons brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident or your seasonal throw pillow, Rich, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617 777 7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Queens, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. Can you match a scent with a pillow?
I cannot.
Okay, but can you do a three-point stance?
I can.
Okay, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
So we had some history being tied basically last night. Did you guys know there's now two games in the history of the World Series that went 18 innings? One was in 2018, your Boston Red Sox, and last night we had the Blue Jays and the Dodgers with an epic game. Yes, Shohei Ohtani walked five times, had four at-bats in which he hit two home runs and hit two doubles. If that's not a night at the plate, then I don't know what is. Holy crap. But we heard some complaints. Our guy, Brian Ferzocco, put in our group text chat, you know, something's going to be done. We got to talk about this. No one wants to watch 18 innings of baseball. That game ended at 2:30. I would agree with him if this were, I don't know, a Tuesday in June, right? But they fixed that. They've gone with the old zombie runner, and they fixed extra innings in the regular season. This is what makes baseball great. That whole there isn't a clock kind of thing. You never know when it's going to end. I remember watching that Evaldi appearance, which, I'll be honest, I fell asleep for a little while, and then I woke up, and I had, like, Cheez-Its and another beer at whatever time in the morning. It was the weirdest viewing experience of my life. But it was history in the making, and you knew you were watching it just like you did last night. That is why baseball is special and great. You never know what you're going to see. You get Shohei going to the plate nine times, and you get an 18-inning game that the Dodgers win. No, you don't need to fix that. You need to enjoy it. And if you don't like it, that's a you problem.
You tell me how to feel?
I am telling you how to feel. Actually, man. More Brian Ferzocco, but he's way down the hall, and he can't see me right now other than on his Twitch chat.
I think we need to open up the can of worms debate that is who's the greatest athlete or who at least is the greatest at doing what they're doing right now. Because I think the only person doing anything right now better than Drake is throwing deep balls is Ohtani just being a baseball player.
Let's put a pin in that because that's a good discussion. But
absolutely.
To your point.
Like, do you want to change? Does that bother you?
You know what? I go back and forth. And here's why.
Pick a side.
I know.
A side like you.
I'm
pick a throw
sit
pillow.
Right on that fence. I'm going to sit squat right down on it. I go back and forth. But here's the thing. Is going 18 innings is going to burn out your pitching. So then the next games, what are we, you know what I mean?
Is it tonight or tomorrow?
It's tonight. Shohei was like, I got to get out of here, boys. I got to pitch in 17 hours.
I can't wait to watch this game because they're going to be so tired.
But then I say, but it's fair because they're playing each other and it's the only two teams left.
Thank you. It's not like you're going to a new series where they're fresh and you're tired.
Yeah.
Both teams were up late. Both teams had to use 18 innings worth of pitching.
Yeah.
And both teams have to take the field tonight. Figure it out.
That is kind of where I'm like, okay, if it's fair for both teams, then I'm almost don't mind it. I really don't.
I love it.
I don't.
Absolutely love it. Now, it's even better that you get the walk-off from Freddie Freeman, and you get this epic performance from Shohei.
Two years in a row, he's got one of the greatest.
Well,
like,
he's pretty good.
You know, that freaking swing of his. You know, Ohtani's the greatest player on earth, period. Maybe the greatest baseball player ever. Freddie Freeman and the walk-offs. I mean, I'll love him forever after hitting that one off Nestor Cortez last year. A grand slam to walk off the Yankees makes you a my guy forever. He's awesome.
Is it bad to just... It's hard for me to get worked up about the Dodgers winning because... Of course, it's like Alabama playing Sisters of the Poor. Like it's one team's got all the money and the other. I mean, the Blue Jays are, you know what I mean.
Their first baseman makes $500 million for the Blue Jays.
Okay, you're right. So it's not the perfect example, but
and that's American money in Canada. It goes a long way.
The Dodgers are the best team that money could buy.
Yes,
it's hard to get excited or be that impressed with a team that has the best players available because they have the best resources.
But don't you get impressed by the best player?
The greatness, it's like when we all stood up
when Judge hit the home run at Fenway and then we were slightly embarrassed.
I do. Here's the thing, we're all talking about this game. Did you see his performance in game one?
Oh, yeah. He's in the most ridiculous stretch ever.
He strikes out 10 guys and has two homers in that one.
And you know what he's going to do tonight. He's going to strike out eight guys and go seven innings because the bullpen is toasted and he needs to. I mean,
he's not going to hit a home run, though.
He is absolutely special. And Fitzy, I don't think there's any debate. For a short span, we'll see how long this goes.
They're not going to pitch to him anymore.
He's the greatest baseball player in the history of the game. I don't know who you can compare it to. I mean, I guess Babe Ruth would be the comparison.
Please, enough with Babe Ruth.
But he became a hitter.
He was smoking cigs in the dugout, dude.
Yeah, but imagine how good he could have.
Whiffing on nine-leg parlays and then still hitting two bombs the next day.
No, that was his interpreter.
Oh, it was?
Totally different guy. He had nothing to do with
I apologize.
No knowledge of that.
I got the facts wrong on that one. there is this incredible, I read it to you, Ted, during the break, but I just need to share it over the airwaves right now. So the last 13 at-bats for Shohei Ohtani at Dodger Stadium, it's the craziest thing. Anyway, long story short, it's either intentional walk, double, or home run.
Yes.
Over the last 13 at-bats. This is all he does. The man is like, we were talking about this as well a minute ago. The Jays have found he's making such a mockery of their pitchers that they're now just openly saying, no, that's it. We're not pitching to him anymore. Yeah. He will be walked.
When was the last time you've seen that?
Barry Bonds.
There you go.
Yeah. It was Barry Bonds. Like he's in, but Barry the difference Bonds. Is because I saw somebody earlier when Jones and Keith were talking about it. Like, yeah, he's not the greatest Barry, but like Barry didn't pitch.
Yeah,
like he's in Barry Bonds land in terms of hitting and the way he's treated by. Mm-hmm. And then tonight he's going to take the mound as your starting pitcher and throw 100 miles an hour and potentially give you 10 Ks over 6 or 7 innings.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
Yeah,
Barry Bonds never did any of that. Yeah. Barry Bonds just hit. So
it's insane.
I love it. And I've seen others, I forgot who I saw talking about it, because I've advocated for, I would love to see more guys try to do it. Because I always say in high school and even to start college, Peyton Tolley was a two-way player in college. Like, I'd like to see more of these guys be given the opportunity to show their elite abilities and their elite athleticism. Now,
you know what? It'll never happen in the American game. Maybe in Japan, they don't. Like,
discourage
I think at
right.
young ages, they discourage it.
Right.
So you never.
But why? Let them do it.
I feel like give it 10, 15 years from when Ohtani entered the league, and you're going to see some guys trying.
I hope so.
I don't think anybody's ever going to do it at his level again because he's just truly a one of one unicorn that you may never see again. But
it'll.
I wonder if it's going to start a little bit of a trend within the lower
leagues. I think it will. And then the trend will go the other way when you realize most people can't do it because they're not good enough to do it.
Right.
If you remember. When it was Bo and Dion playing football and baseball, then
you can't even. Bo Jackson.
But wait, stop!
Hey, you know what? Some people called him the Mason Miller of his day.
Oh, jeez!
I mean, he's the greatest athlete ever.
I heard Jones and Keith saying that he only played 38 football games.
Yeah, because he was playing baseball full time as an All Star for the Royals.
And I would say this: my retort to them would have been, "Well, he got a hip injury that never. So if he didn't get that injury, what would it have been? Right?
And he was too strong for his own." Good.
He was.
That's how he got the hip injury.
He was.
He's the greatest athlete of all time. But when he was playing, don't laugh at that. That's true. When he was playing, then you start to have these other guys that tried. There was a guy with the Mets, DJ Dozier. Like there was like
you've never heard of him,
Brian
Bortano.
What about Dion?
And then Dion was pretty good though. But then my point is there were others that tried and then they quickly kind of petered out.
Dion was pretty great for a while. Yeah. He was a thing for like 3 years.
Dion was really good.
Yeah.
No, Dion was a good leadoff hitter.
He's an excellent hitter for the Braves.
But Shohei is
Red.
Special. And I don't think he is just the first. He's also the best at what he is doing.
Without question. Please.
And it's enjoyable. Except for Brian Frazoca, who wants less baseball, ended in 9 innings, I got a date or something.
I can't get on board with that. Yoshinobu Yamamoto went to Dave Roberts and said, throw me out in the bullpen, I'll come in. He just threw a complete game 2 days ago.
And I
love that kind of stuff.
I love that stuff, too, where managers are pulling certain strings and players are like, yeah, I'll do it. They get caught up in, because they know they're playing history.
Right.
They know they're doing something special. In the World Series. Like, everything is on the line. I love it. I would not change a thing.
Who got the win for the Dodgers last night?
Will Klein.
Will Klein. There you go.
Nate Eovaldi.
Who they just kept rolling out there, Eovaldi style. He'd come back to the dugout. How many more pitches you got? Whatever you need.
He threw 72 pitches to close out the game, 4 innings, 1 hit, 5 strikeouts. Like, it's amazing.
Remember the stories were that people were actually like weeping and hugging Nate Eovaldi in the Red Sox dugout to thank him for basically saving the team that night
because
they felt good that they could win the World Series. And I remember just a cascading series of like praise and love offered his way. Meanwhile, last night after the Dodgers got the win, Mookie Betts had something really interesting to say.
When you put your head on the pillow tonight, what will you think about? When you go to bed tonight, put your head on the pillow tonight, what will you think about Shohei? Will you think about Freddie? What jumps out at you?
I'm probably not going to think about another man while I'm in bed.
Good answer.
That is an all-timer.
Good answer.
Good for him.
God, how do we get players like that?
Yeah, I wish
that'd be nice.
Nice.
Huh? It would be really nice.
Jeez. Well, we'll continue to dream about that, but we'll move on for the time being. Nick Fitzy-Stevens, are you ready?
Oh, man, that was just like so rousing and so upbeat, and now here I come all touchy, sensitive, and feely. But sure, let's do it.
And to talk about the New York Jets, who doesn't love that for some positivity. Mm-hmm. Here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, Stanley, would you share this audio with the audience, please, of New York Jets quarterback Justin Fields in victory after they defeated the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday?
This week, I kind of, you know, I found myself in my closet crying on the ground, laying down, not because of the hardships, not because of the troubles. I felt like, you know, I was built to handle that and I was put in place to handle this situation. But
so, yes, all the jokes in the world obviously apply to somebody who is a quarterback for the New York Jets, like Justin Fields. Like, yeah, buddy, I'd be crying too, or I'd be laying in my closet praying to God if I had to deal with being on the Jets for another game, let alone a whole season. I get it. I probably would have made those jokes previously. Maybe I'm older. Maybe I'm more sensitive. Maybe I'm just that guy now. But Justin Fields going on this almost 3-minute soliloquy about how his faith and his religion means so much to him and how he always relied on that during the darkest hours and how he was even so emotional all week long, thinking if he was in the right position and he was letting his team down, Ted, and he was letting his fans down and letting himself and his family down, and that he found the strength to do what he did this week. Listen, it takes a bigger man to come out and actually say that in public. So I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm a bigger fan of a New York Jets quarterback today than I am yesterday.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I appreciate it. It's very contemporary. It's very 2025.
I feel like Ted has thoughts.
For a guy to step up and be like, I was at my lowest moment earlier this week, and so now what he was able to accomplish on Sunday means that much more to him.
Great story.
I have a different thought on that.
Okay.
Please share. I don't know if you want to based on the face you're making.
Well, you know, I'm going up against two guys that I think has shared similar views on this. You know what? Do you guys remember? Was it Chad Ryland that was the field goal kicker here?
Yes.
Do you remember after he sucked, and then he kicked the game winner?
Yep.
And then we got Drake May.
In his post game?
I do not.
Yeah. You know, God this, God that, God this, God. It's just like. Mm-hmm.
He's a big J guy.
Sometimes it's a shield, I feel like sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, for guys, that's what I don't. And so where was God when you were missing the field goals?
Right.
But now God's there.
Well, so. I don't feel like he was saying like God gave me the strength to do this week.
Did he bring up the big man?
He did. The big man was brought up.
Yeah. Answered his prayers.
Yeah. Answered the prayers. I just, there's just something, you know, okay, in the good times, sure. In the bad times, where's the G-man at? That's all.
Well, he's showing him it's a long road. It's a tough journey. Especially when you have to travel through the desert that is known as North Jersey, quarterbacking the Jets.
That's it. That's all I got.
Ted, this is also what I told you a couple weeks ago. I learned in my Bible podcast, most modern citizens in most religions practice moralistic, therapeutic deism.
Yep.
Where basically,
wow,
they use God when they need him.
Yeah.
Like he's something you pull off the shelf. Go, yeah. Okay, now you got me out of this. Go back on the shelf. I'll get back to you when I need you again. Mm-hmm. And that is what Justin Fields is doing. I'll tell you the one thing that snuck out to me, and then I realized he's Justin Fields. He's rich. Because I was thinking, like, you were crying on your floor in your closet. I was, like, picturing this little. And then I'm like, he probably has a closet the size of this room.
Well they also, have, you know, they have better health. He could talk to somebody online.
Yeah, no, but I just was fixated on the size of his closet. But that is what most people do. Now, Tim Tebow didn't.
That's an odd place to go cry.
It is.
Go to a closet.
But I bet you he has a big closet. So whatever. Right. Anyway, the Tim Tebow was consistent. He used to annoy me sometimes, but he was I call him, and I don't know if this is offensive to people, a God squatter. Uh-huh. And he did it in victory and in defeat. Now, he won a lot of games for a long time in college, so whatever. But he didn't just pick and choose when he pulled God off the shelf or Matthew Slater.
I agree.
There are some guys that are going to reference God no matter what.
Right.
You got called for holding, reference God. You made a nice tackle, reference God, matter what.
I mean, let's also, again, the situation the guy is in, and he's got the worst owner in the NFL, if not all professional sports,
who
criticizing him.
What a boo.
The guy's got a reason to feel as low as he can. Here's what I appreciate. The emotional vulnerability, the fact that the kid is willing to get up there and say, hey, by the way, I was at my lowest low earlier this week, so this feels a little better, and I feel like my faith is rewarded. Good for him. I don't even know why I'm defending Justin Fields. I'm not even the biggest church-going guy or the most religious dude in this room or in this freaking radio station. I just appreciate the fact that in a contemporary capacity, he was willing to bare his soul. And I think a lot of people are probably like, you know what? Man, the Jets are a joke, but good for this kid.
I don't know why you defended him either, but we did it here on the 3-point stance, and we'll leave that one there.
I thought I was into it, so no, there.
I appreciate your perspective on that, Fitzy. Ted Johnson, is now. Are you ready?
I'm ready, bub.
All right, here are 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to the Bruins, but they suck.
They're crying in the closet.
4-7 right now. Just some of the stuff you're hearing from the players, just they feel dejected. It's just not a good situation right now. Right now, the Bruins, they rank number 3 in goals allowed at almost 4 goals a game. They rank 2nd in penalty minutes with 121 penalty minutes. They rank 29th in save percentage. They have 13 players that are in the negative in the plus-minus stat. And then Charlie McAvoy, Dan and I were talking about this before the show, that he's 2nd in the team in as far as worst plus minus at -5, so he's performing as one of the worst players on the team. But listen to this in this question after the game that Brick asked Marco Sturm. He asked him just a general question about the team, and listen to what Marco Sturm had to say.
Mistakes of execution. How damaging are those, and how fixable are those mistakes?
You either buy in or not. That's right there. That's the difference. If you just look at the Ottawa team today, and they do it, and we're not, and that's the game.
That answer was so not what the question was about mistakes. The buy-in. When you, as a coach, do not get players to buy in, you are dead. Dead. 11 games in, the buy-in is not there, they're in big trouble.
Dan Ball, I believe I was saying something similar to you in the back office off air, that quote right there bothered me.
Yes,
that he is kind of a broken man with a broken team, and there's a disconnect, and all of a sudden he's realizing, as you said, Ted, we suck and we're not bought in, and there doesn't seem like there's a solution.
Nope.
My pushback on you was that you were now bailing on him being your guy 11 games into his coaching career.
No, he did. He's out.
Because
he's already
of one line
out on him. 11 games in, he kicked him out of the my guy club.
You know, it gets hot in the kitchen, boy. Andy is
that is not true.
You know where the my guy club is located? Front Runner City.
No doubt.
JB for life.
Oh, God.
No, but let's keep blaming the coaches, though. That was kind of more the point I wanted to bring up with you, Andy. It was Bruce Cassidy's fault, Jim Montgomery's fault, Joe Sacco kind of sucked, but now it's Marco Sturm's fault. That was more my issue that I wanted to bring to the table with you, Andy, specifically on your take.
But my issue is they're not even playing the way he says he wants them to play. They're not even losing in their style.
Maybe they're not capable.
And maybe that's it. And maybe they're trying to score goals and they're giving up goals. I know last night penalties were an issue. Penalty kill was an issue.
Maybe they're doing the best with what God gave them, and that's all they can get.
If God is Cam Neely, then the question is, why'd you give Swayman so much money?
Yeah,
because that's my issue.
And I thought Cam, in that introductory press conference before the season, was very confident about this being a tough, gritty, sandpapery kind of team. And it's like, bro,
nope.
Cam, I love you, man, but dude, that's not your team.
It's never good when your coach is pointing to the other dressing room and be like, that team's bought in, and that's why they just beat us 7-2, and we're not bought in, and we are circling the drains. Yep. We don't have to do that one today, but we are circling the drains.
It's not even Halloween, and we're talking about the Bruins season being over. Yeah, hockey shouldn't even be played right now, and the Bruins season is over.
I came across this very quickly over the weekend, and we can put a pin in this because I know we got to go to break, but a lot of good teams within the NHL, somebody called in and said, oh, what if you traded for Brady Tkachuk, who plays for the Ottawa Senators, but he's hurt right now. That's a guy who I want my team resembling. Yes. I want them to play like Brady Tkachuk. The Bruins don't currently have a guy on their roster, a star, who I look at and go, I want you to play like X player. Exactly. Not like Marchand, not like Bergeron. Not so that's something we can get into a little bit later on.
Keith, my man.
And that's why they don't have a captain. That's why they're lacking in leadership and direction, and that's why they suck, as Ted Johnson says. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Ted is here with many, many thoughts. He was yelling at me around midnight last night when I woke up on my couch and I was watching the breakdown after falling asleep in the Celtics game. Now he's going to share it with the rest of us, his breakdown of everything that went right and maybe a couple things that went wrong on Sunday at Gillette Stadium. That's a Ted Talk up next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.